Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
Well, I'm off holidays, off my summer series, and we're here for Real Country right in town with it. It is so exciting, and I'm out at Bibs and Ribs, and I am just overrun with food here because I got the all-you-can-eat deal. And that, Daryl, you cooked it yourself, yeah?
Yes, I certainly did there for you. Yep, put it around in the kitchen a little bit.
Yep. That's exactly what I like. And this is a great way to kick off the Tamworth Country Music Festival because...
Real country coming to here from Tamworth!
And that was sober. Imagine what they sound like after a few drinks. Here's the first song, whatever it is.
Well, I was raised in the Mallee, driving tractors, riding bikes. There's nothing for a boy like me to be on day and night. The smell of two-stroke diesel and dust mixed with country air. They're days that I remember well growing up out there. 'Cause when you're 17 and bulletproof, life's a gravel road. Just sliding round the corners, losing traction as I go. It's more than wheels and steel, it's a way of life. Tractors and bikes. Well, set up on the farm means work has started for the day. But the wrong side of the boundary fence was our place to play. Like jumping across that levee bank to see if I could fly. And dragging cars out of the mud, horsepower on my side. 'Cause when you're 17 and bulletproof, life's a gravel road. Just sliding round the corners, losing traction as I go. It's more than wheels and steel, it's a way of life. Tractors and bikes.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
I don't care what you heard, yes, I'm over you. It didn't take long after everything you put me through. Buy yourself a drink and get your hands off me. It's so you to think that I give in so easily. You need to walk away.
Callan's Rain, Don't Even Go There. But we did go there on the Real Country stage. Something else we did on the Real Country stage that was an absolute career highlight for me and stunningly amazing. My good mates, the Wolf Brothers, turned up on the stage with the full band, and it was pretty amazing. They really rocked it out with some of the tracks from their brand new album. Just amazing. Everyone was glued to the stage. Buskers stopped. We even had a few noise complaints, which means you're rocking it out properly. Only the Wolf Brothers in Real Country could possibly do that. It was fantastic. Anyway, the album is great. It's out at the moment. You can get it on iTunes. You can check out realcountrymix.com for the links there. Or you can get it from all good record stores. This is the band that knocked Taylor Swift off the number one spot on the iTunes charts, and I'm so proud that it was a couple of mates from Tassie that did it. The Wolf Brothers, fantastic track. Let's play it now. Title track from the album, It's On.
There's a long, hard grind. Money's in the bank and you're ready for the good time. So let him roll. Been building up steady since Sunday night. All the worries of the world have got you feeling uptight. So let him go. Just hit the highway and head to the place we know. Cause it all goes down outside of the city where the boys get loud and the girls get pretty. Wide up. Song. Where the chips keep cranking all night long. Oh, honey, go back where you come from. It's Friday, it's payday, and it's on. Pack of cigarettes and a blue check shirt. Tight jean, beauty queen, hottest thing you ever seen. One shot, two shot, three shot more. Boys get a fighting and they're running at the back door. You better let them go. Just hit the highway and head to the place we know. Cause it all goes down outside of the city where the boys get loud and the girls get pretty. Ride up, ride up to a country song. Where the chills keep cranking all night long. Go hard, go hard.
Paul Buckle Bunnies in the rodeo. Band jumping around like a rock show. It's on. Putting on bets and backing for the win. Old boy smiling with a black tooth grin. 151 and absinthe, it's on. Now if you ain't heard where you need to be, fire it up, set the horses free. Get your 308 and your WB. Get your AC to the DC to the Hazy. Hell yeah, it's been a long, hard week. Damn right, I got the thrill to see. The tunes are good, the drinks are cheap. It's so.
Everyone, this is Lee from Jetty Road, and I'll just let you in on a little secret. I am the good twin. You're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
So let me hear you say it out loud. Hey, yeah, yeah, welcome to the party. Hey, yeah, yeah, welcome to the show.
The long and short of it, one of the country's best live duos have released their album Twin Flames on iTunes, featuring their popular original track, Robin.
Robin, you are so divine. Sparkling eyes and a glass of wine. Drenching sheep and chasing steers. Working hard, good blood, sweat and tears.
And some covers with a country twist. Download the long and short of its album, Twin Flames, on iTunes. And be sure to visit their website, thelongandshortofit.com.au.
G'day, this is Pete Dunne, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country. Having a good time? You having a lovely time listening to this music here? Hey? That's good.
I took the record off and I put it away. Mended the spring and cleaned out the rust. Found an old halfpenny and a couple of screws. Then I polished the casing and I blew out...
G'day, it's Ben Sorensen here, and welcome back to my real country right across Australia and New Zealand. This is my special Tamworth Country Music Festival 2013 edition of the show, and here is a great moment from the Real Country stage in Peel Street, where we had a chat with O'Shea about their new album.
It never really ever goes away. It just gets easier to cope some days. Just when you think you're doing fine, it creeps back into your mind. And here it comes again. No, it never really ever goes away. Just turns from blue to different shades of gray. It's a weight around your heart. It finds you in the dark, in every whisper of the wind. Oh, heaven help me, Lord, I pray. Cause I don't think I can go on. Knowing that you're gone, it never really ever goes away. I just pretend to friends that I'm okay. Cause there's nothing they can do to stop me from missing you. no amount of time can erase. Oh, heaven help me, Lord, I pray. Take me to a higher place. 'Cause I don't think I can go on. Just when you think you're doing fine, it creeps back into your mind, but it never goes away.
O'Shea.
Thank you very much.
From their fantastic album, One Plus One. Wow. Wow is all I can say to that. The entire album is full of great songs that are just amazing. And there's... I find when you put it on and you listen to it all the way through...
Thanks, man.
There's a whole heap of moments that you just go, oh. You know, aww. It's like it's a discovery. And it's so relatable as well. So can you tell me about the writing experience? Because, I mean, you guys together have this beautiful relationship and... You've just got so much emotion happening there. How do you decide what makes it into the final cut? What makes a really good O'Shea song? Because you've got so many of them.
Well, the writing part is a little tricky because we both have very strong opinions about, you know, ideas and creative ideas. So what's good and what's bad. And, you know, we've both got a bunch of stuff that we bring to the table when we sit down and write. So often it goes horribly pear-shaped. And
because we fight.
Yeah, and I'll say, oh, love, I'm not really feeling that idea. And she'll say, what the hell would you know? You are a stupid head and you didn't even take out the rubbish this morning. And when are you going to clean that car? And so it goes like totally on a different tangent and, yeah, not really work out. So we've come to the point where...
He's totally exaggerating. No,
I feel your pain, brother. I really feel your pain.
It's exactly pretty well like that. So don't deny it. So now what we do is we write with a third person and we affectionately call them the referee. And so... A lot of the songs on this record have been written with three people, myself and Jay and another person. And then after a bit of discussion, everybody agrees that my idea is the best, and we run with that. And then it works out okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens.
I love your honest and direct answer there. You know, I think that's really good. And, you know, that's a surefire way to get a fantastic record every single time.
And a divorce.
And, yes. Well, I actually noticed that, because I called you to find out where you were and you were just around the corner, I heard your ringtone. And it was just Jay going, honey, you were right. And that's your ringtone. It's amazing because she's only said it once.
There was a moment at Shopping World this morning, actually, for anyone who was there, where she gave me a compliment. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Anybody who has that on film, please come and see me.
So that's
me later.
That's your one for the next 10 years.
Oh, good. All right.
We've been together for like 16 years, married 8. So that should last you another 10.
Thanks. Mm. Yeah.
You got to ration it out.
Yeah.
Well, I love the music and I'd love to hear something else. It's a little bit overcast now.
I know.
It is, yeah, man.
So,
do you reckon we sneak another one in before it rains?
Sneak a quick one in.
I think that's an exceptional idea.
Ooh, okay.
How about the next single off the record?
Let's do the next single off the record. It's exactly what I was going to say. You see what happens? Do you see what happens here?
You see who the brains is in this operation?
this song is a really special one. And we partnered with an organisation in Queensland called Heart Kids. It's a national organisation. And they offer support for families... with children that have congenital heart defects and that are having problems with their heart and needing operations. And I myself was one of those kids when I was 6 months old. I had open heart surgery and had another one a couple of years ago. I just can't get enough of open heart surgery. I mean, you know, it's such a party. Everyone's got to do it, you know.
But he's still here. Give him a round of applause. He's still alive and kicking and playing guitar and singing.
So this is a song to say thank you to all those people who support the families that are going through tough times. And in this case, it was written about, you know, congenital heart defects. But considering the bushfires we've had recently, I think it's just as appropriate for all our volunteer fireys and mm-hmm. folks out there that are doing great works and don't get enough thank you. So I'm going to let Jay sing this bad boy. It's called Thank You, Angels.
Was running every red when the blue lights flashed and stopped her screaming like she's crazy. My baby needs a doctor and I don't know what else to do. 30 seconds later they were flying through the city streets, nurses on the phone, traffic parting like the Red Sea. They made it just in time. She fell to her knees and cried, you angels. Oh, thank you, angels.
For the light, for the love, for the not giving up, for the faith and the fight, for just standing by my side, for the hope and belief, for the little things nobody sees. Oh, thank you, angels. For watching over me.
He was picking up the pieces of what was left of nothing, everything they worked for, destroyed in just a moment. They never saw it coming. The help flew in from nowhere, just like an answered prayer. First it came from family, then it came from everywhere. Small towns stick together,
and angels don't just live in heaven.
So thank you, angels. For the love, for the not giving up, for the faith and the fight, for just standing by my side, for the hope and belief, for the little things nobody sees. Oh, thank you, angels, for watching over me, for watching over me. Say it enough.
We
get so caught up in ourselves.
So thank you, angels. Thank you, angels. Oh, thank you, angels.
For the life, for the love, for the not giving up, for the faith and the fight, for just standing by my side, for the hope and belief, for the little things nobody sees. Oh, thank you, angels, for watching over me. Yeah, thank you, watching over me.
Now, that was part of the concert that O'Shea did on the Real Country Stage. Now, we're talking a bit about the Real Country Stage because that's what I spent a lot of time doing here in Tamworth, at the Tamworth Country Music Festival. It was a great experience and a wonderful excuse for me to get all of my favourite acts together on one stage, and it was absolutely brilliant from start to finish. I had so much fun and looked great every single day. Thanks to Brigalow for providing me with that gorgeous big white hat that I'm pointing at now, but it's radio, so you can't see that. And also a big thank you to Jeans West for making me look pretty schmicko the entire time. The local girls at the Jeans West store did a fantastic job there. And, you know, I needed something a little bit special because we had the inaugural Country Music Cocktails event where we all got to dress up, and it was a chance for, you know, fans to mingle with the stars of country music and have them play some songs. I was lucky enough to be the MC for that event, and I got to spend some time with Roo Arcus. I got a heap of time for that guy. Really, really nice fella. A cattleman, and his album, this here Cowboy, is simply brilliant. Here's the title track from it now.
Hey, this is Roo Arcus, and you're listening to another track from my brand new album, This Here Cowboy. Cowboy's got a reputation for straight whiskey and one-night relations, for sad songs and the fool's gold he's chasing, and bare-fisted fights. They say he ain't much on forever, his old heart is tougher than leather. Lord knows a woman deserves better, so he just rides. Everybody thinks a cowboy won't let you hold him too long. Restless as hell to cut another trail, saddle up and get gone. Just like the sun, he wants you, and sooner or later he'll leave you, holding your heart in your hands while he rides off over that hill. This here cowboy, this here cowboy, baby, this here cowboy never will. It ain't like the ride has ended, truth you know it's just beginning. It's the sweet love that you keep giving just sets me free. I've still got the spirit of a rambler, true grit of riverboat gambler, and I'll reach that sunset I'm after with you next to me. Everybody thinks a cowboy won't let you hold him too long. Restless as hell to cut another trail, saddle up and get gone. Just like the sun, he wants you, and sooner or later he'll leave. Your hands while he rides off over that hill. This here cowboy, this here cowboy, baby, this here cowboy never will. Just like the sun, he'll warm you, but sooner or later he'll leave you, holding your heart in your hands while he rides off over that hill. Is he a cowboy? Is he a cowboy? Baby, this here cowboy never will. You know I never will.
So much stuff happens at the Tamworth Country Music Festival, and we have a whole heap of it.
that we've attempted to jam-pack into one show here this week on Real Country. But I wouldn't have been able to do this at all if it wasn't for some fantastic help that I got from the team at Kia Campers. For my great accommodation, kiacampers.com.au is the place to check it out. If you're travelling, the camper van is definitely a very smart way to go, particularly in the heat with the air conditioning that I had. Yes, I know, I'm gloating and showing off. Also, Jeans West, some great clothes. Contemporary country, I'd almost call it. They looked great. And also Brigalow for that fantastic hat as well. All fantastic people that certainly made my trip to Tamworth far more bearable and made me look fantastic and feel $1 million. Now, so much more coming up on the show. We're actually hearing from you, a wonderful request from some of the listeners that I bumped into. We've got Lee Kernaghan coming up, not to mention my mate Warren H. Williams doing a song for us and some great antics from the Tamworth Country Music Festival 2013 here on Real Country.
Hey, this is Chelsea Basham and you're listening to Ben Sorensen on Real Country.
Buying a car is a big commitment. You need to make sure you have the right car at the right price before you sign on the dotted line. So the best thing to do before you buy a car is log on to the Behind the Wheel website. At behindthewheel.com.au, you'll find dozens of unbiased and independent new car reviews. Browse by different manufacturers and find exactly what's right for you. While you're at behindthewheel.com.au, check out the latest car industry news, read motorcycle reviews and news, and pick up some handy road safety tips too. Don't sign anything until you visit behindthewheel.com.au.
Hey guys, this is Liam Brew. You're hanging out with my good mate. This is Ben Sorensen's Real Country. I should have run faster than a bullet shot out in the heat of the fight. Faster than a race car trying to get to the finish line.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is a very special Tamworth edition of my Real Country. And I'm halfway through the all-you-can-eat deal here at Bibs and Ribs, and I've been accosted by two fantastic country fans. G'day, guys. How are you?
Very well,
thank
you.
Hang on, Ben. Good to see you.
Hey, so, Ben. How you going?
Names of where you're from.
I'm down towards the other side of Goulburn, between near the Lake George, not far from Parksbourne.
Ah, there you go. That's quite specific. I'll drop around for a coffee next time.
Hey, it's Matt. I'm from Bywong, outside Canberra.
Ah, there you go. So what drew you to the Tamworth Country Music Festival this year, apart from the Real Country stage?
I just wanted to see some good country singers, and I knew of a couple of singers that were coming up here, like Rue Arcus from Parksbourne, and just a couple other people that I wanted to catch up with. And just a good time away.
Cool.
How about you, Matt?
Yeah, it's just a new country station, brought us up here and see the new talents. Great.
Always good, always good. Now, can I play a song for you guys on the show?
Sure.
Do you want to tell me what that is? That might help. I've got a few country songs, so I'm a little bit indecisive sometimes.
I don't know, Matt, what do you reckon should go along?
Oh, now it's a committee meeting.
Yeah. Lee Kernaghan, Boys from the Bush.
Okay, done. Just for you two gents and the lovely ladies who you came here with, Lee Kernaghan, coming up right now on Real Country. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ben.
I've been shearing sheep, we've been mustering stock, we've been culling our brews. We've been spraying the crops. We've been droving cattle up an old stock route. Now it's Saturday night. We pile in the ute. We're the boys from the bush and we're back in town. Well, the dog's in the bag and the foot goes down. We're live members of the Outback Club. Boys from the bush come in from the scrub. Been out in the heat. We've been loading the trucks, been fixing fences, we've been choking on dust. We curse the rain, we curse the drought. Now it's Saturday night, and we're all in the shout. We're the boys from the bush and we're back in town. We get high when the sun goes down. We're live members of the Outback Club. We're the boys from the bush coming from the scrub. And we're back in town. Well, we raise hell when the sun goes down. We're live members of the Outback Club. We're the boys from the bush coming from the scrub. Yeah, we're the boys from the bush and we're back in town. We get high when the sun goes down. We're the boys from the bush coming from the scrub.
And someone else that I've spent a whole heap of time with here at the Tamworth Country Music Festival, lucky this isn't a video interview, is Celine McAllister. How are you?
I'm so good, Ben. How are you?
Now, you've had a massive, massive Tamworth. You've been gigging left, right and centre. And you've had so many people that have been saying, oh, my God, where have you been?
Where have I been all their lives?
Yeah, exactly. It's a common question. I'm sure that you'd get it in the frequently asked questions section of your website.
Is that called the FAQs? Yeah.
Or the stupid question collection. Yeah, that's what I'd call it.
I like abbreviations. I'm a BTW kind of girl.
LOL. this is going in a whole different direction.
It is.
But I'm totally guilt-free about it. I love your song. And
thank you, Ben.
Your energy on stage is totally magical. And
thank you.
When you were doing the Star Maker
top 15. Yes.
That energy just was like pow, you know, hit the audience. It was just brilliant.
Thank you. Well, I had a really amazing experience with Star Maker and got up on that stage and just enjoyed thoroughly what I did. I put everything into it and walked off stage knowing that I had just fulfilled another dream of mine. So fantastic. I loved every minute of it.
Well, we loved watching you up there, and I love going to all of your gigs here in Tamworth. And I tell you what, I couldn't chat to you on the show without playing your single, Guilt Free.
Thank you, Ben. I would love you to.
Consider it done. Hear that? That was a click. I'm clicking my fingers, and it's done. Guilt Free, right now.
I'll be clicking my fingers, and it's done.
Or we can click in time.
Ready? We did.
See? Yeah, we did it.
We
look, we're doing
so
it.
Clever.
Isn't that amazing? Here's the song.
Coffee on before the morning's drive. What a life. left them all. It's only for one night. Hell, off your wait and see. Now get a good night's sleep. You know I guess that's life.
Now, if you've never been to the Tamworth Country Music Festival, what are you doing? You're crazy. Get your little backside down here, because it is a great experience. 10 days of pure Australian country music, and there is just about every sub-genre of country music that you could possibly think of. And not only is there some great countrified food, there's some wonderful clothing. I chose the stuff from Jeans West, but there is so much stuff out there. Some very unique array of boots, not to mention belts and belt buckles that are even bigger than dinner plates, with all manner of things written on them, and even a few with diamantes, which is kind of cool. So much of a country experience from start to finish from such a great regional town in Australia. And if you're going to do it, I mean, the Tamworth Country Music Festival, the population of Tamworth swells to well over 50,000 people, and there is constant entertainment right around the clock. Absolutely everywhere. Sometimes you got to buy tickets for the shows, but there is also a lot of free entertainment at some great venues across the Tamworth Township and some of the areas around too. The best thing you can do if you are planning on coming to the Tamworth Country Music Festival is to check out the Tamworth Country Music Festival website. They've got a gig guide and all sorts of great stuff. So the one tip that I can give anyone that is coming to the festival, make sure that you plan your days roughly, because while you're wandering around, you'll always get sidetracked and you'll always see something that you never thought you would, and you'll always have some great experiences, but most importantly, some amazing stories that you'll cherish and remember for the rest of your life. That's what the Tamworth Country Music Festival is about. And if you start coming back year after year, I tell you what, you're going to make some great friends, and it's going to be just like a massive reunion. Lots of great stuff coming up right after the break. We're hearing from good mate of mine, Warren H. Williams, with, I would have to say, my favourite Warren H. Williams song that he does. I could put that on loop, and I would enjoy it just as much every single time. What is it? I know that you're asking, and you're thinking through all the Warren H. Williams songs that you can think of. Well, I'm not going to reveal it. I'm going to tell you about it right after the break on Real Country.
G'day folks, this is Tamara Stewart and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
$10 free is pretty good, but what if you turned that $10 into $20 or $30, or better yet, even more, if you invested it right? Imagine earning up to 2% daily, not per annum like the banks, and all you have to do is click three times, anytime, anywhere you have an internet connection. It really is so simple that we have a 98% success rate. To find out more and to claim your $10 risk-free trial, simply go to ProfitClickNow.com. That's ProfitClickNow.com to claim your free $10.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is my real country right across Australia and New Zealand. Now, there's been so much fantastic content that I've picked up from the Tamworth Country Music Festival 2013. So what I'm actually going to do is on our podcast, which is on iTunes or your podcasting app of choice, you can hunt down Real Country, Ben Sorensen's Real Country on any of those. Subscribe to it, download it, and you'll be able to hear even more of my antics and some of the great times that I've had on the Real Country stage in Tamworth as bonus content. Now, there is one fellow when I rolled into town that greeted me with a big hug and a big smile, and he's got a giant heart and a wicked, wicked sense of humour. And I reckon I've actually shared a meal with him at least once a day, every day of the festival this time, because he's so much fun and just a great bloke. I'm talking about Warren H. Williams. Now, he's got some language albums that are out, which we're not playing today. I'm going to play my favourite Warren H. Williams song ever, but his language albums are absolutely amazing. When you're on iTunes downloading the Real Country podcast, make sure you also search for Warren H. Williams, because the array of albums that he has is just brilliant. He is such a fantastic songwriter. He actually had a couple of shows in Tamworth with his mate Pixie Jenkins entitled Mates, and they've been touring on the road for quite a while, and they've come together and they've just got some of their favourite songs that they've done. It was an absolutely amazing experience. But one of my favourite songs that they actually did at the show and on the Real Country stage was Raining on the Rock. Warren does such an amazing job with this. Now, this is one of the early recordings of that song featuring John Williamson, and it doesn't matter what version of that song it is, as long as Warren's involved, it's a lot of fun, and he just does such an amazing job. Anyway, here it is, Warren H. Williams, Raining on the Rock.
Just come out of the mall, girl, where the plans forever roll. And Albanama Jira has painted all the scenes, and the shadows change the luster of our land. And it's raining on the rock in a beautiful country, and I'm proud to travel this big land as an Aborigine. It's raining on the rock, what an almighty sight to see. And I'm wishing and I'm dreaming that you were here with me.
Everlasting daisies and a beautiful desert rose. Where does their beauty come from? Heaven knows.
I could ask the waiter, but he's way too high. I wonder if he understands. It's wonderful to fly.
beautiful country. And I'm proud to travel this big land as an Aborigine. It's raining on the rock. What an almighty sight to see. And I'm wishing and I'm dreaming that you were here with me.
Described with a picture, the mesmerizing colors of the alders,
or the grandeur of the rock. Uluru is power. It's raining on the rock in a beautiful country. Travel this big land as an Aborigine. It's raining on the rock. What an almighty sight to see. And I'm wishing and I'm dreaming that you were here with me.
I spent a little bit of money here at Ribs and Bibs, and I got the all you can eat, and I tell you what, that was all I could eat. I think I've eaten half of three different animal carcasses right now, and it was all roasted and basted in beautiful sauce, and it was great. And I just want a Diet Coke, or as Celine McAllister would say, Pepsi Max in a can, because it just tastes so much better. But I thought I'd spoil myself and I'd go for dinner with my Tamworth family, including G-Man from Karma.
Oh, man, all you can eat, you can take it.
I can take it, can I?
You can take it, you can take it all.
We're not going to read into that. Salima Callister.
Are you ready for your pie?
I like pie. Adele.
Hello.
Geez, that was deep. Don't ask a closed question to her. And publicist extraordinaire Emily Murphy.
I had salad.
Weak. Weak. Hey, Riz, I saw her. And she stole some of this man's meat. Warren H. Williams.
You might hear her, brother. I'm going to cry.
I love it. And this is what we do on Real Country when we leave the studio. That's why they normally lock me in there and don't let me out. It's been fantastic. So stick around for next week when we've got a very special Golden Guitars edition of Real Country. Don't forget, you can check out everything on the website, realcountrymix.com. You can also find us on iTunes as well, or your podcasting app of choice. Simply search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country, and you can call us anytime, 1-300-929-516. Have a fantastic time, and if you do want more Real Country, please check us out, and we'll see you next time for a whole heap more Real Country. We'll see you then.
Yeehaw!
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
You know business could be better. You know you need more skills, but you also know you haven't got time to learn those skills, go to workshops or listen to webinars. Don't stress. Listen to Business Success Radio for all the latest ideas to make your business a success. Get your business on track with the right advice from dozens of Australia's leading business experts in your office, your car or on your phone. Go to businesssuccessradio.com.au and click the Listen Live button. Business Success Radio. Your business, your radio.